Can you imagine having almost $1 million and then get scammed to having nothing? Well, this is what happened to this man, and I don't want this to happen to you, brothers and sisters. Take a listen.
This next story is about financial devastation. A King County man went from having $800,000 in his bank account to being homeless in just a few days. Investigators say it's all due to scammers.
Fox 13 News reporter A.J. Janabel is talking with the victim as well as the FBI about this scam and how you can keep this from happening to you or someone you care about. A.J.?
Bogdan Nalivayko is a Ukrainian immigrant that moved to the United States several decades ago with his family. He worked hard here, he retired, and sold his home, expecting to live a quiet life. But instead, he's here behind me in this hotel. He doesn't know where he'll call home next. This hotel room is now all Bogdan Nalivayko has, and he doesn't know how long this will last.
Yeah, I feel bad. Bad. Feel bad, really bad.
Just a few weeks ago, Bogdan sold his 2,300 square foot home in Snoqualmie, the place he lived for more than a decade. He planned to move south to Auburn and live comfortably with the earnings, but that would not happen.
On April 25th, he sold his house. On the 26th, he had $800,000. And then by May 3rd, he had zero.
Julia Elders is Bogdan's daughter. She lives hundreds of miles away in Minnesota. She didn't find out what happened to her dad until he was about to be homeless.
I collapsed because I cannot imagine in such a short amount of time to lose everything you ever had.
Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors, Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. And today, brothers and sisters, as we said, we're going over a 76-year-old retired man who was left homeless after getting scammed out of $800,000. And it was chilling. What you just heard were the chilling words of his daughter, who realized that a man who worked his whole life is now down to zero, as if he never saved a dime. Brothers and sisters, this can happen to any one of us. When we are accumulating our assets, one bad decision can ruin our financial lives. For a majority of us, it may not be a scam, but it's how we roll over our 401k out of our job. A majority of us like to take our money out, put it into our quote-unquote savings account, and live out our lives until the next year we get that tax bill and realize we're going to have the early 10% penalty if we're under 59.5, and then our tax bracket is through the roof, sometimes even up to the 37th percentile, which is the top of the bracket, because we moved over $500,000 out of our 401k into a savings account. Sometimes we lose one out of every 3 years of our retirement savings due to the high taxation. We don't want that to happen to you. That's why we always say you should have your financial five. You should have your financial advisor. You should have your accountant. You should have your lawyer. You should have your power of attorney, and you should have your executor. I don't know if his daughter was in his life, but as the newscaster says, she's hundreds of miles away. By the time she figured out what was happening, it was too late. Well, let's keep listening.
It tells me scammers targeted her vulnerable 76-year-old father, claiming he had won $17 million in a sweepstakes, but asking for him to pay the taxes on the earnings first.
I mean, they got what they wanted, and they wanted everything, and they got it.
Julia tells me her father was able to take and transfer tens of thousands of dollars at a time from both Chase Bank and Bank of America to pay out the scammers.
They should have flagged this.
Any idea?
And then they said, you know, once I called them, they were like, we did everything we could. I'm like, how?
I think banks are in the same position as us, where they would like to prevent this before it even happens. But the skill set of organized criminal groups does sometimes cause them to be fooled, just like the victims in the cases.
Kelly Smith is the assistant special agent in charge with the Seattle FBI. He says victims can feel embarrassed. He tells me the best thing you can do is report scams as quickly as possible and always reach out to friends and family if something seems questionable. Despite taking hundreds of thousands of dollars from Bogdan, the scammers continue to target him nonstop.
No, I am not talking right now. I'm ignored.
And she's in the office on Tuesday?
Luckily, there is some good. Joe Kenny, who owns a moving company and met Bogdan when he had to leave his home, has been working with Julia, helping her father with documents, paperwork, and trying to get him somewhere more stable.
Better in a house than in a hotel, yes. House is everything. House is life.
Investigators tell me they have forwarded this case to the FBI. I also reached out to both banks, Chase Bank and Bank of America, regarding this situation. Both banks tell me they'll need more time to investigate this situation.
Brothers and sisters, there's some important things I need you to understand about this whole news story. So if you think that's it, it really isn't. I need to teach you a few things and let you in on a few secrets about how the banking system works. One, the daughter asks, well, why didn't the banks do something? Why wasn't this flagged? Well, because when it comes to elderly abuse, and I don't want to misspeak, there are some websites dedicated to elderly abuse, but from my perspective and from what I know, working in the banks for over a decade, is that when you report elderly abuse, because I've reported it before, if the victim refuses to take the help or to say that they're hurt, there's nothing that you can do. So if you can go report and says, hey, this person may be getting scammed or someone's taking advantage of them. When they call the person says, no, everything's okay. They can't do anything. So I'm sure that this was reported because as a banker, you don't want to see 800,000 go out of the bank, right? So you're like, well, what's going on? You know, how can we help you? Is there something else that we're doing wrong? He's probably like, no. And the scammers are telling them probably don't tell anybody or it's going to void your sweepstakes or, you know, when people know they're going to try to take your money or whatever it may be. So once again, it's this embarrassment and they're just hoping that is true. So they're like, please be true because $17 million would put him in a good place. But once again, there are no free lunches here, ladies and gentlemen. There's no free lunches. So they can pursue them all that they want to. And we did another video. It was like 85 letters. A lady loses her life savings to, like, you know, these email scams, not emails, but to mail scams. And what we found out is once you say yes to one, they all flood you. They just continue to hack you, continue to just come from all different directions, trying to get every single penny. But ladies and gentlemen, what do I always say? You need your financial five. You need your financial advisor. You need your accountant. You need your lawyer. You need your power of attorney. You need your executor. You need all these people in your lives to say, hey, someone said I won $17 million. I need to pay the taxes. What do you think about this? And get those people involved and trust them. Those are the people that you should trust, not the scammers that you met 5 minutes ago on the phone call. Not the person that, you know, you don't even know what they look like, right? You want to trust your financial five, and that is how you're going to save for your retirement, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, one mistake can wipe out a life savings. But there's one thing this guy said that is so powerful. He said, houses are everything. For a man who had nearly $1 million, for him to say, a house is everything. So ladies and gentlemen, if you have a home, if you have a place to call your home, that is everything. That is what you need. Not the cars, not the clothes. You just need a place to stay and a loving environment to live. That's what we need. Okay. So if you're struggling or if you say, hey, you know what? I want a plan so I don't end up like this. I want to start creating my financial five. Make sure you download our four pillars to Christian investing. It goes over debt management, savings, investing, and, well, transfer so you can protect yourself. It goes over different account types and tips and tricks that you can use to get you knowledgeable about how to save for retirement. And once again, get your financial five. Create your team today. So if you don't have anybody, you can always go into the description. Links are there for a free consultation with me. My name is AB Ridgway. I'm a certified private wealth advisor. I have over a decade of experience helping individuals like you prepare for retirement. You can sign up for a free consultation. I'd love to talk to you about how you can set yourself up for success. And make sure that you subscribe and like for stories like this. Check out our description. We'll have three key takeaways and three quotes from this episode. Don't let this be your last video. Go check out some of our other videos where we continuously help you and provide advice to help you save for retirement and be a better investor. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.